NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now to talk more about what today's decision by Iran means. And Mike, first, give us some more detail on exactly what Iran committed itself to do today.
Well, Robert, last month when the IAEA Board of Governors set this deadline of October 31st, it demanded specifically that Iran do three things: provide a complete declaration or accounting of all of its nuclear activities, accept the additional protocol, which does allow for surprise, highly intrusive snap inspections anywhere in the country, including military installations, and cease its uranium enrichment activities. So that's what Iran addressed today. The IAEA's Vienna headquarters has been saying today that they expect a full documentation of Iran's nuclear activities and the infrastructure, some of which they've been building secretly, and they should provide this perhaps as early as tomorrow. Tehran says it will sign the additional protocol probably sometime in November, but they're saying it may allow its implementation sooner than that. And most importantly, Tehran says it will cease for the moment uranium enrichment activities.
To what extent does this statement, this decision by Tehran, admit amount to an admission to things that Iran has been denying up to this point?
Well, I think it can be interpreted in two ways. It could be seen as a tacit admission that, yes, they have enriched some uranium. Or we may learn from their documentation that the equipment they have for uranium enrichment was imported, as they claim, from another country where it had already been contaminated with enriched uranium. At any rate, their announcement today does commit them not to enrich uranium now and for the foreseeable future. But it should be noted that under Iran's obligations to the IAEA under the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, they can produce low-enriched uranium legally for the fuel that is used in nuclear power plants. They can't do that secretly, and they can't lawfully enrich uranium to a purity that could be used in nuclear weapons. So that's why today, it seems, the Iranian official who announced these steps insisted that stopping uranium enrichment is only a temporary measure.
What's your sense of Iranian motivations here? A response to the persuasive arguments of the European foreign ministers, or of the language coming out of Washington?
I think both. The IAEA's resolution on Iran adopted last month in Vienna threatened to formally find Iran in noncompliance of its obligations if it didn't act before the October 31st deadline. And in that case, as Kate Seeley reported, the next step would have been to take the issue to the UN Security Council, where the United States was almost sure to ask for economic sanctions. That would have hurt Iran's economy, and it would have made it illegal for any nation to cooperate with Iran on even civilian nuclear activities. At the same time, the European Union had announced that it would not maintain favorable trading terms with Iran if it didn't come into compliance on the nuclear issue, and the three foreign ministers there in Tehran today drove home that point.
So if what the Iranians do does in the end satisfy the IAEA and the Europeans, does that mean that they've satisfied the concerns of the Americans?
Well, for now, that might be the case. The initial response from the White House came from a spokesman traveling with President Bush in Asia who called this a positive step, but emphasized that Iran must fully implement what it has agreed to. In the longer run, though, there are still problems between the U.S. and Iran. Many advocates of nuclear controls believe that the recent disagreements with both Iran and North Korea show that there are gaps in the international nonproliferation regimen that need filling. Iran could do everything it has committed itself to do, go ahead and finish construction of its nuclear infrastructure, all legal and above board, which would include facilities for enriching uranium, and then at some future point opt out of the nonproliferation treaty and say that they might want to build a bomb and enrich uranium, highly enriched uranium. So in the long run, the problem persists.
Because these concessions are not irrevocable, you say.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
NPR's Mike Schuster speaking to us about today's announcement from Tehran.